VoiceTubers, are you guys interested in Egyptian culture? 同学对埃及文化有兴趣吗? I think many people are because of the mysterious pyramids, 就是神秘的金字塔,让很多人对埃及的文化是有兴趣的。But even today, scientists do not fully know how the pyramids were constructed, even though they do have many theories. Do you want to know some of these theories? No? Well, I'm still going to tell you. So what are some words that pop into your mind when you think about Egypt and maybe even the pyramids? Papyri containing all kinds of records, not just medical information, are stored there.
莎草纸包含其他各类记录,并非只是关于医学的知识储蓄在这。
Okay, let's say this sentence again. Papyri containing all kinds of records, not just medical information, are stored here. Faster.Papyri containing all kinds of records, not just medical information, are stored here. Okay, you know the drill. What are the possible thought groups? Papyri containing all kinds of records, 1. Not just medical information, 2. Are stored here, 3. If you listen carefully in the video, there's a slight pause after papyri. I think this is mostly due to the stress the speaker placed on papyri,She might want listeners to focus on this word more. So what about intonation?
所以你只要仔细听的话 ,papyri 后面其实有非常短的一个停顿。主要是因为它这个字放了蛮多重音然后它也要听着去注意到这个字嘛。好那我们现在讨论语调。
So what about intonation? Papyri containing all kinds of records, rise, not just medical information, rise, are stored here, fall.So what about sentence stress, 句子的重音? You could say papyri containing all kinds of records, not just medical information, are stored here. So the greatest stress is placed on papyri, all, and not in this sentence, because these are the key points. Content words such as records, medical, and stored are stressed, but if you listen to the original speaker, they are not stressed as much.
所以同学有注意到了吗比较多的重音放在 papyri 跟 all 跟 not 因为这边是讲者的重点那其他的一些字像 medical information 跟 records 其实也有放重音但是它重音没有那么强所以同学知道为什么我们现在每一次都分析吧你自己慢慢可以理解出诶它哪一个字放重音哪一个字不放重音同时你可以运用同样的技巧在你自己的口说嘛那这个假如我没有跟你讲的话你自己去自然听可能可以抓到可能可以理解但是要花一段的时间嘛但是提供你一些基础的规则跟原则的时候你就可以建立自己的这个系统你就知道诶我大概要听哪里然后我大概是要怎么去说所以不是说不可以用自然学习而是自然学习再搭配一些基础的规则去辅助你这样子你学习会更有效率
OK, it's grammar time 大家最爱的文法时间到了Papyri containing all kinds of records, not just medical information, are stored here.
所以这边有几个重点啦。Papyri containing all kinds of records. 这边它是一个形容词子句修成形容词。
So the key point here is papyri containing all kinds of record. This was originally papyri that contains all kinds of records. But this...adjective clause was reduced to an adjective phrase.
所以它原本的这个形容词子句被修成形容词片语。那从 papyri that contains all kinds of records, 修成 papyri containing all kinds of records.
Also, listen to the sentence again. Papyri containing all kinds of records, not just medical information, are stored here. What exactly is not just medical information? What is the purpose of that?Well, that's just to provide you with more information on the papyri. So you can view that as a positive phrase if you want, because it's identifying the previous noun, with more information. And this part can be deleted. So an example would be all of the apples, not only the red ones, are sold out.
所以 apples 的话它是一个名词然后 not only the red ones, 它这边当作一个这个名词片语好了。所以这边的话它后面的名词片语其实是去叙述或者去定义前面的名词所以你可以把它当做一个同位语去看待了那它同位语的意思就是本身是名词或者名词片语放在一个名词或者名词片语的旁边会产生帮助说明的作用 所以它可以在原本的句子被删除，但是它这边就是补充说明了。可能有些人会觉得是跟非限定形容子句的概念是类同的，但是它呈现的方式是不太一样的，这边是以名词或者名词片语的方式去呈现的。
Okay, so let's take a break. I promise to tell you how the pyramids were built, right? Who really knows? However, I can tell you what scientists today think.
所以我答应我会告诉你金字塔是怎么建立的嘛，对不对？其实我不太清楚，因为现在科学家还是不太清楚，但是有几个理论我们可以探讨了。
The oldest and largest pyramid, the Great Pyramid of Giza, was built around 2560 BCE.
Wow, that's a long time ago. BCE, before the Common Era. Oh, I talked about this in my class, the difference between BCE and BC. Check it out.
Okay, so we know that the stones of the Great Pyramid of Giza, which was the oldest and largest pyramid,These stones actually came from a quarry, 就是采石场, just south of the pyramid. So the stones were not too far away. So to move the stones, these large stones over land, the Egyptians probably used sleds that could be pushed or pulled by groups of workers.
所以基本上他去拉这些大石头的时候，他去运输这些大石头的时候，他们觉得他应该是有像这种雪橇的这种机制在石头下方，可能就是原木，这样它可以滚动啦。那当然这个是猜测了。
And to make it easier to move, the sand in front of the sled was most likely dampened with water. So this would reduce friction, making it easier to move the sled.
所以有些人猜测就是要让这个所谓的，那也不是雪橇啦，因为这边没有雪嘛，对不对？它可能是这个可以滚动的木头，或者下面有一个基本上木头或者铁片的东西。然后它今天要移动的时候，沙可能先去洒水，这样子可能会减少它的摩擦跟阻力了。
Okay, so how exactly was the Great Pyramid built? So the ancient Greeks thought that they used slave labor that involved maybe 100,000 people. But in the late 20th century,Archaeologists found out that they didn't need as many people. They only needed about 20,000 skilled workers. So maybe they did not use slave labor, but no one knows for sure.
所以以前的理论都是他是用这些奴隶去移动这石头，那可能需要十万人。但是现在发现好像只需要两万人就可以完成这个金字塔的建设。但是真的，这些都是假设而已。
Okay, so now we have the stones, but how did they move the stones up the pyramids? Well, the scientists don't really know, but they believe that the Egyptians used ramps,
就是人造的这些斜坡跟坡道。
How did they construct the ramps? Well, the scientists don't know that either. So are you going to visit the pyramids and find out for yourself? Well, you can, but I suggest you learn about them first.Okay, now let's move back to vocabulary learning and go over some new words. So the word of the day is papyrus. Papyrus is a noun. The plural form is papyri or papyruses. Papyrus is a tall plant-like grass that grows in or near water, especially in North Africa. Or papyrus can mean paper made from this kind of plant.Especially by ancient Egyptians.
所以它指的是非洲的这个紫砂草，尤其是古埃及人制造的这个紫砂草的紫。
So a sample sentence would be speech became eternal thanks to writing on clay tablets and papyrus.
所以是由于粘土片跟紫砂草上面的书写，古语言变得永恒。啊，真是一个漂亮的句子，谁写的？当时我写了。啊，没有啦，不是啦，字典写了。好，我们到下一句，下一句。
The next word is scribe. Scribe is a noun. It means a person employed before printing was invented to make copies of documents.
所以就是印刷技术发明之前的抄写员啦。
So the scribe kept all the records of daily transactions on stone tablets.
就是抄写员在石碑上记录了所有关于日常交易的记录。所以以前没有这个印刷技术，只好用手嘛。那这些抄写的人，他就叫做 scribe。 你可以写 hardworking scribe 或者 diligent scribe， 任何一个词可以帮助你去联想到这个名词的话，你可以试着去搭配，再去看一个搭配词典，就是 COCA COCA 或者 Oxford Collocation Dictionary， 你看可以看这些搭配词典，看这个搭配词存不存在。那你要去 Google 搜寻的话，你可以直接在新闻或者在语料库去搜寻这个片语有没有呈现，你就知道你搭配的是正确的还是比较少见的。The next word is oversee. Oversee is a verb here. It means to watch or organize a job or an activity to make certain that it is being done correctly. 就是监督监察的意思了。So you could say be appointed to oversee, 就是被任命去监督。Or you could say directly oversee, 就是直接去监督。A sample sentence would be as marketing manager,Her job is to oversee all the company's advertising. 所以是作为行销经理，她的工作是监督公司所有的广告业务。The next word is anatomy. Anatomy is a noun. It's the structure of an animal or plant. 那这边是有两个意思啦，一个是解剖构造，另外一个是动植物的结构。So you could say the anatomy of a leaf, 叶子的结构。You could also say human or animal anatomy, 人跟动物的结构。So a sample sentence would be, Leonardo da Vinci was known for studying the human anatomy in order to create realistic sculptures. 就是 Leonardo da Vinci, 他有研究人体的结构，以便去创作逼真的雕像。The next word is treatment. Treatment is a noun.It's the use of drugs, exercises to cure a person of an illness or injury, 就是治疗、医治。So you could say free dental treatment, 免费的牙科治疗 dental treatment. But collocation, I would probably say receive treatment, 受到治疗。So a sample sentence would be, this disease doesn't usually respond to treatment. 所以这种病通常是无法受到治疗的，无法医治的。天哪，这希望我们这辈子不会听到这个句子。Okay, so that's it for today. When we think of Egyptian pyramids, we usually have this music playing in the back of our minds. So let's bring that music to the front, and here it is. I'll see you next week. Bye-bye.